private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Then said the Lord unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. I want to declare to you tonight what God has said he will perform. Amen. Whether you see it with your eyes right now or not, God said in his word, I will hasten my word to perform it. That means you don't have to perform it. God will perform it. Doesn't matter what it looks like in the situation or what might be opposing you. God says, I will perform my word. And if you really understand faith, you understand that everything is made up by the word. That's why God can speak to anything and it take on the form he wants it to take on or do what he wants it to do, because it's all word. Somebody will get that later. It's all word. It's everything. Everything is made up of his word. The frequency of his word, everything. That's why he could speak to mountains. That's why he could speak to fig trees. That's why he could speak to the dead. That's why he spoke to storms. That's why after his resurrection, he walked through walls. It had no authority over him. It's all made up of the same thing. It's just a matter of the frequencies that you release. Stop searching for natural solutions. Now, understand, everything has a place and has its place. But for the child of God, first and foremost has to be the Lord. See, the issues that we face today have to do with our faith. Look how the enemy has tried to wear out the church globally. Amen. To wear out the saints, to shut the doors, to discourage, to defeat. It's been a global attack to try to just dismantle the church, because we are the hope of the world, whether you realize that or not. We are still the light of the world, the salt of the earth. It's us. Everybody that's saved, yeah, you still have an important part in this last day scenario. And if you're not releasing the frequencies of heaven here on earth, that's why the world is gripped in darkness. He's shut down a lot of things and he's flooding the earth with all this negativity. All this lies, deception. Amen. And you hear a lie long enough, if you're not careful, you start believing it. If you tell a lie long enough, you start believing it. Yeah, that fish was that long. It was really about that big. The issue tonight, God says, have not I commanded you to be strong? Have not I commanded you? Many see life only as it feels and not as God promised. And so if there's never the willingness to break beyond those feelings, then you'll always live a very limited and even oppressed life, not living in the fullness of the purpose for your life. Amen. Tell somebody, I'm a warrior. you have a lion of Judah on the inside of you. And there's just some stuff you ought not be willing to put up with, not for long anyway. When something is trying to bind up your spirit, you better fight. When something is trying to take your liberty, the liberty from your mind and bring you into captivity, you better fight. That's what you have your weapons for, to cast these demons off. Amen. To push back the darkness. Amen. To break the yokes. Amen. That's what your word. Don't just succumb to it and, well, you know. You'll never receive what God has for you if you only listen to your senses. Some have exercised their senses to be able to discern, but that still is not the discerning of the Spirit. Jesus said, I don't judge after what I see. A lot of stuff people are dealing with, trying to conquer, and it's not even an issue. It's just stuff you see. Listen to your spirit, man. He said, leave that alone. No, those are mosquitoes. I got bigger fish for you to catch. I got bigger battles for you to win. Hey, you wasting all your strength and your energy over here, and that's your senses. Refuse to allow your senses to impair you. So I admonish you to spend time with the Lord, whether in a closet, whether taking a walk, however you do it, spend time with the Lord. He will talk to you. You're a child of His. He will talk to you. He will instruct you, and not all the time in words. Sometimes there'll be unctions. There'll be impressions. You'll know in your mind. God has sent you a thought. This is what governs us. God says, my thoughts toward you are peace, not evil. Amen. Listen to the world. You think everything's going to hell in a handbasket. It's all over tomorrow. Whoa. God says, no, my thoughts toward you are peace, not evil. You're in this world, but not of this world. You're governed by a whole different set of laws. Now, we must remember this. Usually when this person is reacting in sense to their senses, their emotions are involved. Remember this, emotions cannot support courage or fearlessness. It may for a moment, but it'll fizzle out real quick. Courage and fearlessness go much deeper than that. See, courage is there and fearlessness is there when there ain't no emotion. See, with some that are just in the sense realm, they wait for the emotion and then they take a little ride on the emotion until the emotion wears down. And then you have no faith. You're afraid again. It's something that you settle deep within your spirit. Only God can support courage. Ask God to give you courage. Amen. Study the Word of God and find courage in the Word of God. Look at all the patriarchs and the warriors and the mighty men of the Scriptures that had to get courage. The Lord told Joshua, and this is what this message is based on. He said, Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. And we may get to it tonight, but he said, have not I commanded you to be strong? Now think about what was going on here. He had to fill the shoes of Moses. The one that parted the Red Sea, the one that destroyed utterly all of Egypt. Defeated the meanest and the most wicked Pharaoh of all time, Moses. And here's Joshua having to fill his shoes now. But God says, I have commanded you. It's not you that have to do it. I'm commanding you. So if I'm commanding you, then I'm going to give you the grace. The grace is going to be there for you to do what I want you to do. You will be the one that lead this people into their rest. But again, Joshua, you read it all in chapter 1. Joshua, I have commanded you. But he said, let not the book of this law depart out of your mouth. See, a lot of us have the word in our heart, but you got to have the word in your mouth too. Amen. The word is hidden in our heart that we sin not against him. But when it's in your mouth, it's coming out into your environment. It's determining what comes into your environment, what leaves your environment, what exists in your environment, how your environment is, whether your house is full of peace or confusion. That word coming out of your mouth. See, we are representing, we are ambassadors of a kingdom. We are here representing a kingdom. And one thing you understand about a kingdom is always going to subdue other kingdoms. Tell somebody, get used to it. The kingdom in you is always going to be subduing another kingdom. I can't be in agreement with confusion. You can't be in agreement with confusion, just embracing confusion and strife and contention, jealousy and all that stuff. You can't be in. Why? You represent, you carry another kingdom. And that kingdom you carry is to subdue that kingdom. The kingdom of sickness and disease, or the domain of disease, demonic domains. They ain't got you got no business in agreement with demons. Amen. You have authority. And God has commanded you to be strong and subdue these things, to destroy these things. Remember don't turn there, but in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15, Elisha's servant saw all of the Syrians, all of the enemy surrounding the mountain, senses, he saw them, but he forgot who he was with. Tell somebody, ask somebody right now, look at him and say, you know who I am. Look at him again and tell him, if you don't know, you better ask somebody. He was with Elisha. His servant had I'll term a weak human perspective. Understand this. God always works with the minority. Gideon, I done trained you. You done took me through all this mess. Now, finally, you got all these 32,000. Get rid of some of them. Tell everybody that's fearful and afraid to go home. Went down to 22,000. Gideon, you still got too many. Let them drink from the brook and da-da-da. Broke down to another number and then down to 300. God says, that's plenty. But Lord, my senses tell me these Midianites got 100,000. You talking about 300? Tell somebody, that's just like God. What we want to stop doing is leaving a place or leaning like the servant was leaning on the arm of flesh. What we gonna do? We ain't gonna do nothing. We gonna let God do it. Do you trust him tonight? No more leaning on the arm of flesh. And here's why. And I'm gonna segue into something else here. You know why? Understand this. Your battles or your conflicts aren't against you personally.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.